World leaders are calling on Israel to show restraint over Iran's weekend missile and drone attack. Almost all of the 300 missiles and drones launched on Saturday were intercepted. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's war cabinet, which is empowered to decide on the country's response, is expected to meet this afternoon. Israeli government spokesman David Mensah said his country had the right to defend itself.
We are at the very essence not a war-seeking nation. You know, on Saturday night, Israelis spent a night, mums, dads, kids, in and out of bomb shelters in our country. Israel must be able to defend itself, and it will, both defensively and offensively. Israel, whose first objective is to protect its own citizens, we will be defended.
Speaking in Cork, the Tánaiste Minister of Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, said every effort needed to be made to de-escalate tensions.
This is of huge concern to the entire world. It's of particular concern to the people of the region who have suffered far too much. We have too much war in the world, and every effort has to be made to de-escalate the situation in the Middle East, and particularly in respect of the hostilities between Iran and Israel. We acknowledge that, and there's no question but that Iran has been a malign actor and has been a shadow war of a form through the various proxies, be it Hamas, Hezbollah, or the Houthis. But this was the first full-on country attack on another country, albeit the nature of it is such that the defences were able to deal with it, and quite a number of countries came to the aid of Israel to defend against the missiles and against the drones. And what is required now is a de-escalation of this particular aspect of it. We need an end to the war in Gaza.
Tánaiste Micheál Martin speaking in Cork this morning. Well, a short while ago, we spoke to Iran's top diplomat to this country, Dr. Kazim Sharif Kazimi, chargé d'affaires at the Iranian embassy in Dublin. I began by asking him why Iran had carried out the weekend attack.
Iran gave 12 days to international community, UN Security Council, to make decisions and condemn Israeli attack Iranian embassy in the Damascus. But unfortunately, this decision has been blocked by the UK, USA and France, and nothing happens in the UN Council. And Iran, for deterrence and especially for the peace and security, took these very limited military excesses on the military objectives. And
I don't know how you can describe 170 drones, 30 cruise missiles and 120 ballistic missiles as limited.
Yeah, it is limited. Why I said limited? It is Iran predict part of that these attacks will be shut down by the USA and a few other countries which cooperate and allied with the Israelis. Mm-hmm. So because of that, Iranians military predict that and use the minimum attacks that it's possible. Because the military bases which used by the Israel attack Iranian embassy, just these bases has been targeted.
You say the targets were military bases, but the likelihood is if any of these missiles had got through, they would have risked substantial civilian casualties.
It's a good question, but who is the responsible that? Even within this...
Who fired the missiles?
Who attacks to the Iranian embassy? Before these 6 months, during the 6 months, many Iranian person has been killed in the Syria, in the many places by the Israeli. Because of the tension, because of the sensitive situation in the region, Iran took a restraint and be patient within 6 months. But this time, Iranian's diplomatic mission has been violated and targeted, and some diplomatic holder person has been killed. And unfortunately, UN Council couldn't make a decision because of the USA and the UK.
Where is Iranian restraint when Iran has backed Hamas? Your own president has recently hailed the October 7th attacks as something that will bring about the end of the Zionist regime, as he described it. Iran continues to back Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. As we know, on a daily basis, there are missiles being fired at northern Israel.
Based off the Irish history, I think Irish people know about the resistance group. They are not, for example, something in the vacuum situation has been come up. they are a resistance group. Why? Because of the occupied land. If really you wanted to know the real fact, refer to your own delegation visited the occupied land in September 23. In that report, it mentioned 2,500 Palestinian people within a few months has been killed because of this occupied land.
Are you saying that justifies the October 7th attacks?
It's not justifying October 7th because the most problem of some media is just focusing on the one day. The real problem is the occupied land and the situations happening in this region by the Israeli regime's apartheid regime.
Is Iran braced for further retaliatory action by Israel?
Iran sent after the military action completely make it clear, even before that, if Iran didn't want to give a surprise attack. Before the attack, a few days before, Iran informed USA and a few countries, and Iran will, because of the no action in the Security Council, Iran will take actions of that. And after that, we make it clear our military action has been finished, and it is the limited military action. If something's happened new, Iran will be do it where it's right away. Iran won't wait 10 days and for that.
The charge d'affaires at the Iranian embassy, Dr. Kazim Sharif Kazimi. Well, let's talk now to Lindsay Hilsum, Channel 4 News international editor. She's on the line. Lindsay, thanks indeed for taking our call this lunchtime. So we heard the Iranian government representative there describing this as a limited missile attack. That's not how the Israelis see it.
No, obviously it was limited in the sense that the Israelis with their allies, including the British and the Americans, were able to shoot down all the missiles which came in. And Iran must have known that that is what would happen. In that sense, it was symbolic. But it was an Iranian attack on Israeli soil. It was a direct attack, and that has not happened before. So obviously, from the Israeli point of view, that's a provocation, and they have said that they will need to retaliate. And you know, the Israelis have been wanting to have a go at Iran, as it were, for a long time. And arguably, this gives them the excuse to do so.
There's been low-level conflict between the two states for some considerable time. Lindsay, this is the first time I think Iran has launched a direct attack on Israeli territory. If it's likely to produce some kind of Israeli response, what's the risk of this escalating further?
Well, there is a great risk of that. It really depends what Israel decides to do. The Americans are trying to persuade Israel not to retaliate and to say that the fact that they shot down the missiles is in itself a victory. I think that's unlikely to wash with Benjamin Netanyahu. They could do something which is not so easily detectable, like a major cyber attack. They could blow up facilities, military facilities or nuclear facilities within Iran, using the assets that they already have there. Iran is very penetrated by Israeli spies. Or they could send in drones and F-35s and jet planes to actually bomb Iran, which would obviously be the maximalist approach. Mm-hmm. So those are the basic options that they have, and as yet we don't know which they're going to go for.
Aside from those military consequences, is there any sense in which this has begun to backfire in Iran? It's obviously taken the focus of the moment off Gaza. It's generated international support for Israel at a time when it was increasingly isolated, and it seems to have brought Washington and Tel Aviv closer together.
Yes, arguably you could say that, but I think, you know, the Iranians would look on this differently, because although they have grown used over the years to this, to a lower key war, a war through proxies, which has involved their proxies in what they call the axis of resistance, Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Houthis in Yemen, and others trying to, attacking Israel in various ways. Israel has constantly been, although it never admits it, assassinating Iranian nuclear scientists, sabotaging Iranian facilities, and taking out senior members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And by doing that on the 1st of April, when seven Revolutionary Guard commanders were killed in an attack on the Israeli on the Iranian mm-hmm. consulate in Damascus. From the Iranian point of view, that was overstepping a line, and that was why they felt that they had to respond directly by attacking Israel itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is a situation where anybody can overplay their hand. Either side can overplay their hand. Either side can make a mistake. And then the whole region is in flames.
Lindsay Hills from Channel 4 News, thanks very much indeed for that.